This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's sci-fi and Squeam Gym, but not as we know it. On Joy 94.9.
One station in all the world, a chosen station.
To boldly go where no show has gone before.
Sci-fi and Squeam.
Sci-fi and Squeam.
Tuesday night from 10 PM.
On Joy 94.9.
This is Sci-fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Welcome
that
to the studio.
Is correct. And I am Mitch, and we have Andy in the studio tonight.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah.
Great.
So it's part one of our new introducing the cape and the mask, or is it the mask and the cape?
Oh, it's the cape and the mask and the cape, whichever you feel like.
So that's comic news, and there's so much stuff that does happen in the comics universe, Marvel, DC, and all the rest.
And that was Panic in the Disco, Mercenary, and that was from the Batman soundtrack, isn't
it? Yeah, it's the Batman soundtrack for Arkham City, which was out in 2011, I believe, and that was for the actual soundtrack for the game. For the video game, so very popular video game, almost a couple of years back now.
And tonight we're talking about HorrorCon chat, and later on we have an interview with Steve Dillon that you took, and he was from HorrorCon?
Yeah, Oz HorrorCon is the first of its kind here in Australia, and he'll be chatting about why he's doing this, what it means, and also HorrorCon 2013, which is happening in January, so he'll also be organising that. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting topic because we are heading into, well, it is October, and it's Halloween season is upon us almost on the 31st.
I am so pumped for Halloween. I'm getting my costume ready.
Yeah.
So if anyone else is pumped for Halloween or has any kind of HorrorCon input, or if you just want to let us know what your Halloween kind of costume is, you can message in, or you could even post on the Facebook page, which is accessible from the joy.org.au.
Yeah, that's the one.
Site.
So just go to the banner that says podcast. You can find our podcast there too, and the Facebook link is there as well for Sci-Fi and Squeam.
And on the podcast as well, you can find some extra content through interviews. So extra interview content, or the interview does go for a bit longer, and so you can hear the extra questions that Sonia has asked.
Well, not yet, because I haven't edited the whole thing.
It's, I know, like, but it's
2 hours.
Like, some of the funny questions, or some of the little funny moments that you've had in.
Well, we covered the 2012 one for October, but also we talked about 2013, what he's doing there as far as the Oz HorrorConvention goes here in Melbourne, and also looked at, you know, the influences, why he's doing something like this, because it is a world first for Australians to have such a convention of this magnitude and size. And you'll find that there'll be zombies, vampires, ghouls, and all sorts of monsters running around. So there's a cosplay theme as well, so anybody is welcome to dress up. And there'll be a competition for that. There'll also be caged zombies and people like...
Did you say caged zombies?
Yes.
So
so it's completely safe. They're actually behind bars, so they can't get out.
And that's like an actor or...
No, they're zombies. Mitch, why are you laughing? They're zombies.
I would love that. Like, there's just actually a normal person. Like, oh, I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, I've been told they're authentic, so they're licensed. Licensed for brains.
If it's like you're one of the old-fashioned kind of zombies, you know, the brains.
Oh, the groaning ones?
The groaning ones. Or if it's the 28 days later kind of zombie in the
infected.
Cage.
Infected. Because they run faster.
Well, they're in
these
a cage.
Ones can't run anywhere unless it's on a treadmill.
So it's the slower kind of...
The slower kind of performance ability type
the
of zombie.
Zombie. That's why they're so easy to catch.
Exhibitionist zombies. They like to be seen in places in public. So, but, you know, you still got to be careful. They still have to be, you know, licensed and locked up and sedated.
Locked up and sedated.
Locked up and sedated. So there's going to be all sorts of things there, including there's going to be a paranormal guide, horror movies and so on. But I'm not going to go on too much about that because I think Steve chats about it generally in the interview.
And which is coming up in a little bit. And also later in the night, as we said earlier, Comic News with Andy.
Yes. Yep.
And a little bit of music from the Haunted House, the Disney movie Haunted House. And
Haunted Mansion.
A Haunted Mansion.
No.
It's not just a house, it's a mansion.
It's bigger than a house. It's based on one of their themes, you know, their themes of, what do you call it? They have the Pirates of the Caribbean, the Haunted Mansion, Disney, the Disney World.
The Disney World. And that's with Eddie Murphy, sorry.
This version was the film. I've never seen it, but the soundtrack's fantastic, believe it or not. It's got
and we're just going to go into a track called Hazard by Gosling. Mm-hmm. And this is from American Horror Story. This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
This is Irana Gozzi, creator of Guitar Hero, Rock Band, and Dance Central. And you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
And Scream on Joy in 94.9. And in the studio, I have a Mr. Steve Dillon, and he's going to talk to us about something called Oz Horror Con. What it is, it's Oz Horror Con 12. This is the October one that's coming up soon. October 27, I believe, 2012.
That's right.
Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you, Sonia. Great to be here.
This is a dual sort of launch.
Kind of.
Creation.
Yeah. Yes.
But it starts with Oz Horror Con 12. So, Steve, what can you tell us about that?
I guess to talk about its creation, first off, is it wasn't intended to happen, really. Well, we were planning for 13 all along, which is the one in January. And the excitement started to mount and the passion started to develop. And we thought, well, we really need to bring it forward a bit. So let's have a mini convention just for the insiders group on Facebook. And it kind of snowballed and it grew and it grew. So now we've got two conventions planned in the first sort of 6 months. So
fantastic.
It's all good.
Your background, I guess we want to start looking at that. And what's led you to this moment in time when you've decided to take on something as enormous and as groundbreaking as doing Australia's first, I believe, horror convention?
Yeah,
where did it start?
Well, it's certainly Australia's first Oz HorrorCon, and it's certainly the biggest one, I think, that's been planned, and people have anticipated this for years. The timing is right, for one thing, both for the Australian horror community, the convention scene generally, and also for me in my personal life and where I'm at. You know, I'm ready to take on a challenge like this. I get very passionate about things I throw myself into, and of course I love conventions, I love cosplay, I love horror. It all added up to, well, let's do an Oz HorrorCon.
So you're saying cosplay. You did mention that you weren't going to come up to the studio kitted out as
Pinhead.
Pinhead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyone that's been on my Facebook site or the website will know me as Pinhead. In fact, if you've been to any of the convention, you'll have seen me either dressed as Pinhead, and I hand-painted the mask and spent a lot of love and tender love and care on that. Mm. That will be auctioned off, actually, in January as part of the charity auction we're doing. But it's part of my persona, I guess. I'm a big Clive Barker fan, huge Hellraiser fan, and I generally dress as Pinhead or Punisher. Sometimes I'm Punisher.
Punisher.
I was Punisher at Oz Comic Con because, you know, it's a Marvel.
Oz Horror Con. You've gone from, obviously, a person with a lot of passion about horror, but to take on something like the first Oz Horror Con, why are you doing this?
You know, I think if you've got a passion, you've got to follow it through. Otherwise, you never know. And I've done this in the past in my life. I follow my passion, I follow my heart. And I guess the only experience I've had similar to this in the past was when I was in publishing. I used to publish a fantasy role-playing games magazine called Adventurer back in the 80s.
Okay.
And I think that gave me a lot of skills and a lot of know-how into how to do something like a convention.
Ooh.
Very similar, you know, a lot of work up front and then bang, out comes the magazine, or bang, out comes the convention. Then it's all over and start prepping for the next one.
Yeah. Self-marketing.
Yeah. I mean, marketing promoting. Has changed since then. It's all about social media and social marketing now.
Exactly.
And that's been really, really useful to gather a whole community behind this. Mm. Helpers, volunteers, people who are just passionate to see Oz HorrorCon succeed. Mm. And that the response has been amazing. It really has been a success story from the social media perspective.
When did it start?
About 3 months ago, less than 3 months ago.
Yeah.
We were actually at another convention. My business partner and myself, she was volunteering.
And your business partner is Trish?
So Trish. Yes. David, yes.
Yes.
And so she was volunteering at one of the events and I was attending, and neither of us were satisfied with what the event was providing to the public. I don't want to say which event it was. Hey, if we do this, we can do it. Every aspect we look at, we'd like to do it either for less cost for people or better, or give them more value for money. So that also was one of the driving forces behind this.
So at Oz HorrorCon, what are people expecting? It's just a one-day event, is that right?
Well, certainly the one in October, the 27th, is from 1 until 6 p.m. at the Royal Melbourne Hotel, which is a spooky, scary place. It's got genuinely haunted cells. Oh. And we'll be having the Australian Paranormal Society there, and we'll have people from the Paranormal Guide. And there'll be some ghost-busting activities in what they call Michael's Room or Michael's Cell. It is an ancient holding cell from back in the early settler days. So it's got a mystique and an aura about it. Great venue.
Real life is scarier than anything we can dream of, and we dream such frightening things. Sci-fi and Scream. Be afraid. Be very afraid. On Joy 94.9.
And so that was part one of the interview with Steve Dillon that Sonia has recorded. Mm. And sounds really interesting. It sounds like he's got a lot to say, like, about the HorrorCon.
Yeah.
It's really, really interesting.
Yeah, well, he's travelled, you know, around, and he's been around for a bit as Pinhead, and he's been involved in publishing, like you said. So he seems to have a good handle on it, and he's up for the hard work, the hard yards that are ahead, because it's, I can imagine, it is a full-on thing to do, very, very, very dedicated.
Well, I know, like that. Having any conventions in Australia, a lot of the new ones are starting up.
Yeah,
like recently.
Well, there was OzCon, of course,
which was
OzCon
the first.
Con, which was a first, and it was so massive. And let's just say, they probably realised they underestimated the power and the starvation that people have out there for such conventions. Popular culture conventions are so incredibly big overseas, and I think Australia is catching on. It's taken a while, but it's finally starting to break, and I think he's going to be one of the first pioneers in that area.
So. Well, I think Melbourne in general as well has such a, as you said, not starvation, but thirst. A thirst
because sci-fi. They're not the greatest with conventions in the past. Brisbane is apparently one of the top ones because they have better centres and they're more open to having such things. And, of course, Sydney is considered more of an international centre. So Batmania or Melbourne, I think, needs to pull up its socks. And I think we're going to get there, and definitely this could be one of the conventions that does so.
Well, I think it's got the fans as well. I mean,
yeah,
there's
definitely.
So many fans here. Mm. It's just there aren't many
venues and
stuff that happens for it. So it's just a really interesting kind of subject, especially since it's raining all the time. I think people just stay home or go to the movies more often than... but I can't say. I don't know if that's an actual statistic. I just know that
that's a massive generalisation, but it's probably true. It's Melbourne weather. You never know. Four seasons in one day. So you probably get some wet zombies, perhaps, on the weekend of the 27th. But
a bit soggy.
Now, on the 28th, it's been announced that the Zombie Shuffle is on. It was going to be on the 27th on the Saturday, but it's going to be the Sunday. But that's cool. That's quite a full-on weekend of horror. So we're kicking off with things like Oz HorrorCon, Zombie Shuffle, then we've got the Monster Fest Film Festival, then we actually have Halloween, and we have got our own Halloween special on the 30th, the day before Halloween.
Whoa, Sonia, calm down. That's crazy.
I don't want to say too much about it, but there will be prizes, very special, spooky prizes, and we're going to be loaded with awesome guests. An expert.
Awesome guest.
Awesome guest.
So that was actually quite a mouthful there.
It was. Had a lot of awesome wells.
So much. I was so overwhelmed. But I'm definitely going to the Zombie March. It's definite in, like, on my calendar with a bloody X that I cut
big
my finger and started
bloodying
up the date.
Getting ready for your brains. All right. Now, we were looking at off air at some of the other conventions that are out there, specifically horror conventions. There is a lot in the US, of course, and one of the biggest ones is the World Horror Convention. Now, it's already been and gone. It was back in March and it ran for 3 days, which is pretty massive. It was in Salt Lake City in Utah. It's believed to be one of the longest running, I think, since the late 1980s. So that's quite an amazing run there. Next year, it's going to be in 2013, of course, in New Orleans. I mean, you couldn't get a better place for something spooky like a HorrorCon.
So, I think New Orleans would be really good as well because it's got quite a kind of cultural difference as well. There's so much
conflict. The French Quarter. It's going to be right in the French Quarter, and it's all boggy and bayous and mist and
I don't think it's like that
jazz.
Anymore. Is it? Still full of bogs and swamps?
Well,
and
it is after the terrible, terrible hurricane they had. It's still pretty authentic.
It's gone back to its original
state. And they're bouncing
state.
Back. And this is the great thing about conventions like the World HorrorCon. They've basically set it up there in order to help bring tourism in. And I think the people of that area, New Orleans, will be pretty excited when they see all the zombies coming on. Out of the bayou.
I think that I would go to that. I would actually go consider going to New Orleans for that because it's they've also got like really good food as well.
I've Cajun. Heard,
like, Cajun chicken.
Crocodile stew. Gumbo. Eyeballs. Brains. Tripe stew. Yeah, and also with the World Horrorcon, which is in June 13 to 16 next year, there's the Bram Stoker's Awards, which is really important horror fiction writing awards that happens at the same time. So yeah, if you are horror inspired and you're into that genre, that could be the place where you enter, you know, if you can get there, enter your works. Into your dreams, works. Your nightmares. Other great festivals and conventions, there's the Abattoir one, which is on in November 6th to 11th. Now, that's all the way in the UK. You have to go to Wales for that. And their main focus is horror films. So, yeah, we'll put some of the links there if you're heading into the Welsh part of the world.
Do you think they actually air the movies in an old abattoir? Because I know in the UK
at
the
moment... Yeah, it's an old abattoir. It's converted.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Like in the UK at the moment, because of the recession, a lot of the old buildings are becoming abandoned and people are just buying them.
Yeah.
Because it's not too... I mean, I'm sure it's expensive, but not as expensive as it should be. And so people are buying these old, kind of worn-out places and turning them into something else. So the Abattoir movie theatre would be amazing. That'd be
with
so
the hooks
good.
Lined up and the. And
I don't know if they can keep it there, though, because of safety reasons.
Adds to the flavour, so to speak. Ha ha.
You're like, oh, they didn't mop up that blood either.
No vegetarians, please apply. There's also the Whitby Gough Weekend, and that's also in association with the Bram Stoker International Film Fest, and that's on at Whitby in the UK as well. So you can go to our Facebook site. We'll put those links up a bit later.
So Whitby, is that the name of the town? Or?
Yeah, Whitby.
Yeah, the Whitby.
Mm-hmm. Whitby, it would be.
Whitby would be.
Then, I mean, last week we had the Suspiria UK convention, which was in Derby, and that was a horror, sci-fi and fantasy convention. A little bit like Fantasy Con, but a little bit more, I would say, more filmic than literary. So that was also in the UK. Suspiria, of course, being the Dario Argento, wonderful Dario Argento giallo horror film.
Giallo.
Giallo from the 70s. No, it means yellow. Giallo.
Oh, really?
Sickly yellow, like a putrid yellow. Love that colour.
You love that colour.
I really like sickly colours at the moment.
See, I think a couple of people would say that's a lemon.
It's like an off lemon. It's like a lemon that's just before it goes mouldy. It's got that lovely sort of putrid, rotting aspect.
So delightful. I want my
so
kitchen
delightful.
That colour.
Do you?
No, I've got that. Like, I don't know why you'd want something that colour.
Dead by Dawn is another one. Now, Dead by Dawn is held in March and April of every year, and it's in Edinburgh, Scotland. So that's a full-on international horror festival. So that's why it's very famous, I think. Dead by Dawn, another one you can look up.
Well, stay tuned to Sci-Fi and Scream to hear more of the interview. And coming up, we still have the comic news with Andy. Ooh. This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
This is Scott and Chris. Chris and Scott. And you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on 94.9.
This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. And I think it's time for that great thing. One second while I just tune in the radio.
What are we doing? Ooh.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's...
Mask and Cape News!
Hello, comics fans. It's the initial episode of the Cape and Mask News. To start with tonight, we've got the new releases for tomorrow, Wednesday Comic Book Day. There's Action Comics number 13, Detective Comics number 13, Earth 2 number 5, Green Arrow number 13, Green Lantern number 13, and Stormwatch number 13. Now, they're all following issues on from the Zero, so that's all very exciting to get back into the... continuity of the storyline. Over at Marvel, we've got Amazing Spider-Man number 695. That's the five issues to go until the final 700. Speaking of finals, we've got the Avengers versus X-Men number 12, which is the final battle between the Avengers and X-Men. Then there's Uncanny X-Force number 32, Uncanny X-Men number 19, Avengers Academy number 38, and Age of Apocalypse. Now, speaking of DC and Marvel, I've got a couple of news articles here for you. There's just recently over in Las Vegas at the Hard Rock Hotel, between September 28th and the 30th, there was something called Morrison Con. And for all you comics fans, you know who Grant Morrison is. He's one of the revolutionaries and big writers and contributors to the world of comics. Now, after many years of rumour and delays, Grant Morrison has officially confirmed and announced his multi-part DC Comics epic Multiversity, and that's tentatively scheduled for this stage for release late next year, 2013. Just a brief coverage on what Multiversity is going to be. Just an 8-issue mini-series composed of 6 stories, and that's going to cover many parallel Earths within the DC Universe. Single tales told in issues 1 and 8. Each issue of Multiversity will feature a 38-page story and a backup story covering the exploits of many heroes in one of the alternate universes that make up the DC Multiverse. Now, these Earths are ones familiar to comic book fans, like the world based on the Charlton Comics characters, or Earth-X of the Freedom Fighters, as well as Earth Prime, and that's our world that we live in, Earth 22, where Pulp Figures reign supreme, a world where the Justice League's kids are the focus, the Captain Marvel-centric Thunderworld, and even Earth 23, where Superman is a black man and the President of the United States. Now, just to finish up on that story, I've got a quote here from Grant Morrison. He just wants to let everyone know that this is why the DC Universe is so amazing. You can spin it off in 10 different directions and it all makes sense. Still got integrity and it still makes sense in relationship to the New 52 Universe, which is the current core universe. Now, over at Marvel, we've got some exciting news as far as the Avengers movie, you know, TV universe goes. There's a TV pilot coming up very soon called S.H.I.E.L.D. And that's going to be directed by Joss Whedon over at ABC. And many sources have come together to give us some idea on a couple of the characters that are going to be coming up in the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series. That's if it goes past the pilot, but here's fingers and toes crossed. We've got a character called Sky, Agent Grant Ward, Agent Althea Rice, and Agent Leo Fitz, and Agent Gemma Simmons. And they're all just going to be S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, and it's sort of not going to be any of the Avengers characters from the movies or whatever. It's just going to be the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents as such. And that's DC and Marvel covered for now, but we'll see you back for the Cape and Mask news next time.
That's interesting, Andy.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that.
Sure.
Wow. S.H.I.E.L.D. ABC will be bringing Joss Whedon on board for that. That's fantastic news.
He will, yes. Ooh. Well, he's you know, no stranger to TV, as we all know.
Of course, Buffyverse, yeah.
That's right. And having directed the last Avengers movie,
yeah, of
he's going to, you know, come in with a S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series.
I'm excited. I hope there's more females in this time round on the TV version. That'd be cool.
Yeah, there's at least four out of the 5 characters just confirmed for the TV series are all female.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's,
any idea about the cast yet? It's probably way too early.
Oh, no, just the characters. Just no the characters. Actors at this stage.
Cool. And you mentioned, did you mention a black Superman?
Yes, definitely. Back in the Action Comics about 3 or 4 issues ago, so 3 or 4 months ago, there's a black president of the United States, and I think we all know who
that's real.
Yeah, in the DC universe, he's very real. Yeah, yeah. But he's black, he's the president of the United States, but that's in Earth 23, so that's one of the many parallel Earths.
Cool.
But yeah, there's so many different versions of Superman. There's even a Nazi Superman from the 40s in there, so it's really, really epic and really, really...
cool. I'm looking forward to hearing more of this news segment, this new news segment here on Sci-Fi and Scream. Thanks very much.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'll be excited to bring you the next exciting episode.
Yeah, we'll probably be a couple of weeks.
No worries. Good.
Well, just like saying, I think it's really interesting, the concept of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well, because that's throughout all the X-Men kind of like
the
stories.
Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also in X-Men, S.H.I.E.L.D. is an X-Men comic.
Yes.
Because I was reading and I remember
that's
S.H.I.E.L.D.
True.
It's like, it's kind of like mixed, and they're just the agency that kind of meddle It is. With all the superheroes.
Yeah, because Wolverine, yeah, was adamantium skeleton was courtesy of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I just know that they always are kind of like floating around. They're always breaking into things.
And did you mention Ant-Man?
Ant-Man is actually...
Edgar Wright's doing Ant-Man, isn't he?
Yeah, the movie.
The film version. Yeah, which the film version. Would be really interesting. Edgar Wright, of course, is one of the writers and producers for something like Shaun of the Dead and, of course, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. So looking forward to that.
And so these are some really great directors
great
as
names.
Well. They're not even like some low-name things. This is like some really good...
They're not even
good...
like what?
Well, it's just like, more like it doesn't matter about the budget. Because if you've got a good director, they can
Joss Whedon.
Whatever they want. Or they do really great jobs, even on a low budget. So you, because some directors you're kind of like, low budget.
Yeah, don't know much about them.
Yeah.
But yeah. Let's hope they have some women directors involved and women writers. That'll be cool.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
Mm.
And before we continue with the second part of the interview with Steve Dillon, we could mention a couple of other conventions around the world.
Yeah, some horror conventions around the world.
But first, if you did just tune in, we are talking about horror conventions around the world and, like, the one that is coming up, the Melbourne Horror Con, one of the first. And if you do have any favourite horror conventions, what you're dressing up for Halloween even, you can message us and we will have a little bit of a chat about anything you can contribute.
Okay, well, there's Shriekfest. Now, that's a pretty standard, very popular one that's in October now. That's coming up in Los Angeles, California. Dates have not been announced yet, so... And then there's Horror Weekend 2012, also in the US. Also, dates not announced yet, I'm afraid, people.
It's all so secret.
It's all so secret, but not so much in Spain. In Spain this weekend at the CTA International Film Festival, which is in Barcelona, they actually will be premiering some horror and fantasy films. So festivals from all around the world, they've gathered some of the best horror films there. So they don't normally branch into that area. So it's really interesting to know that horror films are finally being recognised in such international festivals.
Also internationally, in Indianapolis, that's like one hotspot for horror films. Like, they have a lot of horror festivals, and one of the famous one is Day of the Dead, Day of the Death. And so it's not the actual like Mexican one, it's a film festival named after it.
Yeah.
And that's about dead films, fighting films, things like
and
that.
And, of course, New York Comic Con is coming up October 11th to 14th. That's very famous.
Oh, yes.
After San Diego, you pretty much have the New York one. And so that's a lot of comic genre stuff. Andy's going, oh, yes.
Very exciting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'd love to go to that one. And, of course, our friends across the waves over in the US, Geeks Out, will have a panel there and a table. And this will be their second, I think, time at New York Comic Con. And BentCon, who we interviewed last week, and we'll play the interview next week, October 9th, they'll also be at New York Comic Con coming up.
And this is the second part of the three-part interview with Steve Dillon on Sci-Fi and Squeam, Joy 94.9.
Time to do some killing.
Let's go!
The Australian Horror Writers Association will be heavily represented doing panels, and we'll have people from the world of graphic novels, from Gestalt and from Paul Bedford. So we're bringing together lots of different subgenres, if you like, from the horror community generally. Movies, we've got a movie trivia panel game, we've got some screenings and some previews and some books being signed and some videos being launched. So it's a whole heap of things. And we're going to have zombies. Zombies, zombies, zombies.
Zombies.
It is actually on the Melbourne Zombie Shuffle Day. And we're actually getting a cage zombie.
Yes, you were saying off air, the cage zombie. It's a very disturbing idea. I like it. I like the sound of it. So with this cage zombie, is this cage something that they definitely can't get out of? There's no... it's safe. It's safe for the audience?
It's...
For participants to
see the
zombie?
It's safe, I think, unless you poke the zombie or feed it with the wrong thing.
Like a finger.
Yeah, if you feed him fingers.
Your own finger, it's going to bite, is it right? I've heard that for wedding receptions as well.
How cool is that?
Very romantic.
Yeah, sorry. I think. Romantic. Hmm. I'll have to look that word up in the dictionary. But
romantic doesn't always equal zombie bite, or does it? Yeah. So, yeah, it's completely safe, though.
Yeah.
Can children go up to the cage under supervision?
They could. I must point out that the event in October, because it's at the Royal Melbourne Hotel, under-18s are only allowed with parents or guardians.
Okay. Yeah. So it's classified for adults pretty much.
Yeah, and actually some of the Facebook adverts we've actually rated at M for mature because there'll be special effects and prosthetics and scary stuff on display.
Blood.
Lots of blood and gore, of course. Yes.
Very exciting. We're so used to a lot of cons or conventions that have, you know, cover the comic area and that subculture, cover all the other genres, science fiction, but nothing specifically that is in particular horror or...
That's right.
Or you'd say cult as well, perhaps a little bit.
It's probably way, way bigger than what you'd call a cult. If you look at the movie sales for the past 10, 15 years, most of the box office hits, or certainly a large proportion, have been from the horror genre.
Mm.
And there's an awful lot of horror in Australia from the movie industry and from books. It's not as well known as stuff coming out of Hollywood, but very often it's better or as good.
There's a very limited field for them to be exposed in, to be shown. And I think this is one of the sad things, but out of that... for Australia, but out of that, there seems to be a lot of proactive, a lot of activity. People like yourself, and of course, the Monster Fest from Monster Pictures coming up too.
And Monster Pictures are one of our key players that are helping us. We've got lots of people helping us, and Monster Pictures are right in there supporting us. There's lots of independent producers and directors and movies being made here as well. And who knows, in 5 years' time, maybe the horror industry will be Australia focused. Who knows?
That would be excellent.
Yeah,
we'd have to say ourselves here on Sci-Fi and Scream that we're pretty biased, so we'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Because we've been in touch with people from Tasmania. There's a lot of writers, screenwriters and filmmakers down there.
Yeah.
Adelaide is another one. I got Ursula Drabowski as well. Brisbane.
There's lots
of It's just
in
incredible.
Yeah. Brisbane's a happening place for conventions generally as well at the moment with Steamfest and so on. One of our supporters is Solitude magazine.
Okay.
And they're very much affiliated with the convention scene.
And great
supporters of horror in Queensland, yes.
And are they a steampunk affiliated as well?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So Steamfest is the big convention that they'll be doing. Who knows if there is another Oz HorrorCon? Who knows where the ghost train's going to stop next? Is it going to be Adelaide? Is it going to be Brisbane? Is it going to be Perth?
Don't forget Tasmania.
We've had very early on, we had some support from Tasmania, people saying, please come over here.
Yeah,
so who knows? Yeah, who knows? It might be, on a smaller scale, but let's think about that one for the future.
For the one on the 27th, are there any special guests you can talk about now, announce, for example, that date?
For October, we're not really focusing on the high-profile media guests.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the one in January. We will have... some well-known guests, including Mark Patton, who I'm sure you want to talk about shortly.
Yes, I do want to talk about very shortly.
And Ramsey Campbell, who happens to be one of my lifetime favourite authors. He's the guy that at least one of the sources of inspiration for Clive Barker. He went to his school when Clive Barker was young and inspired him and mentored him, if you like. So there's a great link there with to Clive.
Yeah.
But back to October, we're really focusing this one on local talent, mostly. So we've got the Australian Horror Writers Association. We've got independent authors as well. There is an actor who I'm not going to announce just yet, but he's based in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be that he's bringing along a couple of his buddies from the movie industry as well.
Mm.
Yeah, so there's lots to be announced yet. Lots to be announced.
I'm John O'Jarrett, Geeked Out from the United States of America, sends much love to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, the best LGBTQ radio show in all of Australia.
If people want to get in contact with you, the organizer, because they might be a horror writer themselves or, they're not aware of it, how can they do that?
Oh, there's a few ways. I mean, the best way probably is to just email me.
Yeah.
It's stevedillon@ozhorrorcon.com. Or you can get me on Facebook.
Yeah, you're on Facebook.
Or on the website, ozhorrorcon.com. I have reached out, by the way, to lots of different places to try and get, to try and invite people to come to us, because there's too many to contact individually. And we've had some good response from that.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some independent authors coming along.
The Lost Dogs.
But yeah, the more the merrier. Bring them on. If they're writers, producers, directors, authors, graphic novelists, all and sundry are welcome. Yeah.
They've got that horror bent.
That's right. Or even just a passion for it. So obviously there's arenas, if you like. So the world of tattoo and body art, for example, come along, especially for the January event, which would be much, much larger.
Yeah.
We want to be an all-embracing, holistic kind of community. Mm. That's what I'm looking for from this, at least.
Mm. Well, that's fantastic. So that's Oz Horror Con 12,
yeah.
And that's October the 27th.
That's Royal Melbourne Hotel.
Royal Melbourne Hotel. Where is that located?
It's just down the road on Bourke Street.
On Bourke Street?
Yeah. Turn left out of your building and you'll see it.
Mm, Royal Melbourne
really
Hotel.
Really spooky place. It's great, yeah. And if your costume isn't ready or if your makeup isn't ready, hopefully there'll be people on hand to help you get that ready.
So we're talking about an alternative sort of face painting.
Yeah, yeah. Face painting with goo and gore and globs
some blood. Of fake blood.
Yeah.
Fake blood. Yeah. Blood. Brilliant. Are you going to have people from horror films that actually have done makeup and special effects there too?
We're hoping for January.
That's
for that.
The bigger yeah. one, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because most of these people are based overseas. But if there's anybody listening, local, with talent in that area, again, contact me. That'd be great.
Well, the great thing is you're open to as much, I guess, response and reaction and attention you can get being a first timer for this sort of thing and coming so soon. I mean, it's not far away now. Well, thank you so much for talking to us on Sci-Fi and Scream, Steve Dillon, about something called Oz Horrorcon 12.
Thank you, Sonia.
Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. That was Steve Dillon. Cheers to Steve out there. Good luck. And we'll be keeping an eye on events coming up and all your progress towards something called Oz HorrorCon 2012, which is on October the 27th. And then we look forward to January 2013 from the 19th to the 20th of Jan at the Melbourne Showgrounds. We have the first big one. 2 days of awesomeness with horror and more with Oz HorrorCon 2013, including Mark Patton, who was from Nightmare on Elm Street number 2, the gay one. Yes, first time he's been out in Australia, so we're pretty excited. Now, next week, we've got even more about cons, and more cons, conventions that is, because tis the season to be in cons. I mean, there's the EBA one over in Sydney this weekend. That's the big video games one. So we won't be covering that, people, sorry. But we'll be looking into ones like First Contact Conventions and Armageddon, which is also coming up very shortly, mid-October. We've actually got Scott Liston, who's one of the directors and organisers, coming in next week on Tuesday the 9th. And we also have Dr. Emma Beddoes, coming in for the 9th as well to talk about conventions that she knows about. We'll also be looking at some LGBTIQ conventions for the gay and lesbian and trans geek. They're out there, believe it or not, and they're all in the United States at this stage. We have a chat with Sean and Jody from BentCon in, I believe it is, Burbank, Hollywood. And we also have a chat with Benjamin from GamerCon, which is going to be out in 2013 in San Francisco. First of its kind, a video games convention for queers and their friends. So that's what's coming up next week. It's pretty unconventional, I would say.
Unconventional.
I was, but I didn't get very far.
Conventional.
Unconventional.
Why is it unconventional?
Because it's going to be queer. These are queer cons coming up.
They're very conventional.
Are they?
I think so. More conventional than straight conventions.
We don't have any in Australia, so there.
Straight conventions.
Queer ones. No, we don't have any queer conventions.
I actually think it's good that we don't label our conventions as straight or gay. I'm like, why does it have to be specifically gay convention? Why
just
can't we just get...
There's no difference why people say to Joss Whedon, why do you still write about strong women? And his reply is, why do you keep asking me? It's because you keep asking me. I keep doing it.
I don't know. I just think,
opinion.
I think it's unnecessary. Like, I'm happy just having a mix. We have a nice mix. Like, it's not like there's only straight things in the conventions as well. Like, it's fully... Like, we have, like, a nice mix of gay things and straight things.
But not specifically gay things.
I think it's bad if the gay community starts segregating themselves.
They're segregating because they have to, because I think of same-sex equality and stuff like that. There is a lot of issues around it, and they've been getting that criticism themselves, but it's actually a lot of the straight community are coming forth and saying, good on you guys, it needs to be done. So is it an American thing? Maybe.
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 This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. All right, so yeah, talking about horror conventions, there's so many that are out at the moment. And some of the big ones were Screamfest in Los Angeles, 12 to the 21st of October. That's a really big one because it's horror films for at least 10 days. It's pretty exciting. There's also one of the biggest, it is considered one of the biggest film festivals of its kind in Hollywood as well. Then we've got Run for Your Lives, which looks awesome, October 20. It's a 5-kilometer zombie obstacle course. That's pretty damn serious.
I think so.
I wonder how many of them make it to the end without their, all their limbs falling
An
off.
I'm sure there's like some suing involved, or there's going to be some idiots involved. You know, they just
hurdles and barbed wire to crawl under, and maybe some mines.
You know the electrical Minecraft wire. You know how sometimes they in the obstacle courses they have the electric wire where you have to crawl and you get zapped every.
No, I haven't done that one. It sounds like a very extreme boot camp. Doesn't it? So yeah, Run for Your Lives, literally. And that's at South Temecula in California. It's near Los Angeles, between Los Angeles and San Diego, apparently. And then we've got the South Texas HorrorCon in Texas. So that looks cool. And ZombieCon itself, which is October 20 to the 21st. That's in Florida and Fort Myers. So that's a whole convention about zombies and zombie culture.
And zombie everything.
That's going to be good.
I like zombies.
Well, they are de rigueur. They're the top of horror at the moment. They're beating vampires down with a stake.
I feel like this month it's all horror for us. Mainly
it is.
90%
it's mania.
Horror.
It's mania.
Really horror is. Mania.
Horror mania.
Because next week more cons.
Cons.
And then after that, Halloween,
Fest.
Zombies,
Halloween.
Everything. As we said, Halloween is coming up. And
our show
shuffle.
Just happens to fall on the 30th, so we will be definitely embracing
How
the
convenient.
Pumpkin that night. Embrace your inner pumpkin and let it out.
Well, thank you very much for Andy for coming
yeah.
in.
No the worries. Mask and the cape.
Mask and the cape.
Absolute pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me. And just speaking of horror and Halloween, there's quite a number of horror comics coming out over at Dark Horse. You know, this month.
They do the web series for Buffy, don't they?
They
Dark
do.
Horse, yep.
They do Buffy and Conan and Star Wars and stuff like that. But as a special October thing,
exciting.
They've got, you know, vampires and serial killers and zombies and all that in the comics just for Halloween.
Good,
so
gory stuff. We
might,
like it.
Might have to do a special Halloween comics edition.
Yeah, we might need more time.
Yeah.
With pumpkins and...
Yeah.
Because especially like the zombie X-Men and things like that.
I know.
And thank you for Sonia and anyone listening. Thank you everyone for listening in. Thank you to Steve Dillon.
Yeah, cool.
And
we'll see you next week.
We'll see you guys
talk
on
next
the
week.
Flip side. This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Are you prepared for the zombie apocalypse? In case of emergency, break glass and tune in to Joy 94.9 on a Tuesday night for Sci-Fi and Scream.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.